Hi, this is Barry Friedman, continuing our series of interviews with men who have done the New Warrior Training Adventure and men of the Mankind Project. And I'm so honored today to have one of our elders, Jan Hutchins, with us. Hey, Jan, how you doing?
Fine, Barry. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, man. So I like to start this by giving men an opportunity to summarize, in your case, 62 years of great living into a minute or two bio, so men listening can know who we're talking to.
Wow. okay, here we go. I was born in Illinois late in my parents' marriage, so I was treated like a little golden child, and that launched me off, and I wound up going to Yale, and I grew up in a farm area in Ohio. Out of college, I got onto television, and next thing you know, I had a 20-year career as a television anchor and whatever, and then I tried to make a real living out in the world, running PR for the Giants or otherwise seeking my destiny. You know, I had a robotics company for a while. We did a kids' TV show, radio show I invented and stuff, and then I got involved sort of late in life in politics, was on my town council for a year or so, and then I followed my dream. I've always wanted to do yoga, teach yoga, so I opened a yoga place about 10 years ago in Los Gatos, California. Wow. Been there ever since, doing my own work. That's kind of how and where I stand.
Wow. Love that. Everything except like a stint in a circus, it sounds like. Or did you just skip over that?
Maybe felt like that.
It felt like that. It's funny. Yeah. So, in regards to the New Warrior Training Adventure, when and where did you do your weekend, Jan?
2004, Camp Augusta, near Grass Valley.
Yeah, up in this area. Well, great. And going into that weekend, did you know much about the weekend? Did you have any objections, concerns heading into that?
No, I had found myself suddenly and somewhat surprisingly divorced. It wasn't surprising in retrospect, but it turned out it was a surprise to me at the time because I was pretty unconscious. I had sort of run out of places to go and things to do and found myself motivated then to make changes. So I did some big therapy around my mother wound. My mother died suddenly when I was 11, and that had been a big piece for me that I'd never really identified or done much work around. And the next thing I knew, I was fate called me into a circle of men, and I went, I need this. I've been a loner my whole life, and I really needed help. I was confused. I was lost. I didn't get why I felt really betrayed by my life. And so all that came together, and I did the weekend.
Well, I've heard a lot of men talk about how this work came to them, and yours is a very authentic story. It just seemed like it flowed, and you weren't pushed and weren't at the edge.
Yeah, it was. I had, from the time I found out about it, I was asked by one of the parents of a child who practiced yoga at my place. The child at home had an aneurysm, died two days later. They kept him alive on. And I didn't know this couple very well or know why, but she wanted me to come with them while they went in to turn off the life support. And as I was walking out, there were a bunch of men there. I said, who are these guys? They said, those guys are my men's circle. What's a men's circle? You know, and that led almost in 2 days, I made my decision to go to the week.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something? Yeah, authentic introduction, sounds like. So, have you introduced men to the Mankind Project over the last 7 years or so? And what's been the reaction of any men you've introduced to this?
There are several fellows. You know, I'd say half the guys go on and wander through their lives in relatively normal ways. I'd say probably 10 guys or 15 guys in the 5 or 6 years I've been doing this. And so several guys are in my life and in the circles. I have a yoga center, and so we men's circles and women's circles and conscious single circles. Probably soon we'll have couple circles and all that sort of stuff. We do circles and conscious dance and that kind of stuff. And so the guys are around and in circles and have been now in my life for the 5 or 6 years since I've been in the project, 7 years almost. And other guys, you know, come and go. There's a fellow who's come back into circle now after getting initiated, 3 years ago and not really, you know, came two meetings or two I groups.
Yeah.
And then disappeared. And he came back this weekend and he said, you know, I thought I knew everything.
Wow, and you guys were still there, just holding down.
Still there. And I get a lot of that thanks. You know, I've been 10 years here at this location.
Yeah.
People come back and say, thanks for keeping this open so I have a place to come do what I hope is transformational work.
My gosh, Jan, yeah, what a base you hold just for people to go off on their world like this man and then come back 3 years later and go, wow, they're still sitting here. good.
And I'm doing my work because, of course, I'm charged with an abandonment wound to care for that and watch and see how it lives in the world because of my life experience. So when someone will disappear like this fellow did, of course, it was all about me having done something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
So I would take it personally, and for years I would do this until over the years now, enough people have come back and said, oh, man, I really missed you. I love your place. But I moved to Colorado 2 years ago, and I...
Nothing to do with Jan.
You know? Oh, really? I guess then I'll forgive you.
Yeah. Terrible news when we find out it's not about us. Darn.
It's so hard.
That's so funny.
It's easier when it is all about me. And then there's the aspect in yoga that it is really all about me, or in our work, that if I am truly to be wise in the world, I've got to really source and see how much I'm projecting all of my reality.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, and that plays into. So you had mentioned I-groups a minute ago. Integration groups were the follow-ups to the weekend. And are you sitting in an I-group?
I sit in four circles a week, two men's circles, one conscious single, and I consider the dance we do on Wednesdays a circle because we sit in circle at the end.
Okay, wow. Oh, fantastic. So two of those sound like they're based on Mankind Project and two others.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The Tuesday is an open circle. Any man can walk off the street and come on in and sit with us. And the Thursday one is almost the exact opposite. It's an I group that has no doors in.
Yeah,
only doors out.
Yeah.
It's really working to be really tight. I was jaded and sort of cynical about the idea as it was presented to us originally. And we, spawned a couple of I groups by inviting men from the weekends with a lot of guys in my I group staff.
Yeah.
And I was liking that. But it turns out that there's a powerful value to the increased intimacy and the clarity that comes from a smaller, quieter sort of... Let's change I group.
How many men are in that one?
Nine.
Nine. Yeah. That's something else. Interesting.
And we had 22 and spun off, and then 22 more and spun off, and then that second time that 11 decided we wanted to eventually have our own I group again after we spun off the survival child of another I group.
Yeah. You added in another night of your week. That's great. Oh, you must. Yeah, you must get something from it. Yeah.
Oh. Well, Okay, so I'm always tickled. I go, it's at least better than anything on TV.
Oh! Yeah.
I mean, there's real drama and real lives, and I learn so much, and my life is improved, and I've got a sounding board. Men I know have my back. I just recently put in a bamboo floor at my center, and I was able to kind of ask my men, would you guys help me show up?
Yeah.
It was amazing, the energy that came out of those nine men, and then some of the men who practiced at the center, and we put together a big old 1,000-square-foot bamboo floor one day.
Oh, my gosh. And no one was a floor installer, I take it.
Yeah, only John Burns, who's a warrior brother, who's the fellow who does a lot of the dance floors up at Burning Man.
Yeah.
He does the big dance floor up at Burning Man every year.
Wow. How neat. Oh.
Yeah, so he was the fellow who sort of honchoed it and told us, help me get the equipment and know what to buy and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So, Jane, that opening minute and a half, you talked about your life. It was a whirlwind. I was just trying to stay up with it. And then you did your new warrior training adventure in 2004. What changes can you look back 7 years and note between the Jan then and the Jan now?
Well, I'm a shamanic sort of being now. I was sort of really touched by the experience of being in nature.
Mm.
And I also was touched by animal powers and totems, and having the energy of the leopard and panther has changed my life. Owning it. I've been fascinated with this one single picture of a black panther for many, many years, and now I see why. And I'm also doing shamanic journeys, which is the best psychological therapy work I've ever done. And it got me involved in feeling, I had a safe place. I've been focused on the feminine because of my loss of my mother my whole life, and frustrated in some ways by my inability to connect, and it really required my having the connection with men before I could feel safe with women. And I'm also, I think, much more grounded. I was distracted and had lost my purpose in life, really. I'd been so successful early. I'd coasted in certain kinds of ways, and this turned me back on to mission and purpose. And so, among other things. And I really get a chance to feel like I'm stepping into my elder years with a wonderful place where I am respected as an elder and am able to offer whatever wisdom I might have stolen over the years back to Madhu.
Yeah, wow. You're on a big journey, my brother. Yeah, I really hear that, and I enjoyed my time in your company.
Thank you.
Hey, so this series of interviews is aimed at men who haven't done their weekend yet, or maybe not involved in this, but happened upon this website. And I know a lot of men have questions about, wow, is this for me? And the answers to this last question have been so varied over the 12 interviews that I just can't wait to hear what you say. But, you know, what do you tell a man who's thinking of maybe taking this step in his life?
Well, of course, I say anybody who's saying he's thinking of taking this step, I said, go ahead. I mean, you're already one of a very small percentage of people who even get to the point of having the opportunity to make the choice. And so your life's going to be better whether you end up changing much over the weekend or not, because the weekend itself is really interesting and powerful experience. And an understanding of a technology that most of us aren't exposed to, some of the gestalt-y work and the other voice dialogue work and things that come out of the circles in this work are fascinating in terms of doing my own work, whether I ever go and am involved with the project later. But also you could end up with a sort of a community of men and who have your back, who may or may not be the case in your life, and it wasn't in mine that I knew who to call if I really needed somebody before. And now I got friends. I really have friends now in my life where before I didn't. So I'd say do it, and not worry.
Yeah. Wow, Ian, take the risk. And as one man said in this interview series, it was one of the most profound things. He said, hey, come Monday, you can forget it all happened if you want.
If you want, really. It's the coolest people accuse us of being a cult. It's the coolest cult in the world.
Yeah,
man.
Don't
you pay anybody, and nobody comes around and asks you to do anything.
Nice. Jan, I can't thank you enough for your time, man. Thank you for bringing the whole elder energy into this set of interviews.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and bless you for doing this.
Thanks so much, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Till then. Bye-bye.